This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live indeed from Washington, D.C., the White House, on What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. And we have coming up just a little bit Congressman Kelly Armstrong, Matt Larson, NDSU Athletic Director, and more coverage of the visit to the NDSU Bison, being honored by President Trump and the United States today for their accolades on the gridiron, 7 national championships in 8 years. What a neat deal. Most of the folks have arrived here at the White House. The event gets underway here in about a half an hour. We have been blessed with the good fortune and honor of interviewing the president. Actually, what he's going to do, he's going to come out and greet the team and then have some time with them. Then he's going to come down and do an interview with us. Then he's going to go back and do a bunch of selfies and photos and, you know, do the big photo op, because it takes a while, obviously, to get the teams all lined up, get everybody kind of positioned right. So while that's happening, we'll be chatting with him. So it should be a lot of fun. Now, the question is, what should I ask him? And Todd and Daniel and Kevin haven't come up with much yet. Kevin did have one last night that he texted me. And I've got that one under consideration. But, you know, the problem is I have about 300 under consideration right now. And you know what? I need to pick probably, I don't know, 3, maybe 4. I mean, you know, maybe 5. You're not going to get a lot of topics in. So we're honored to do that. And we are honored to be here at the White House. I want to thank PetroServe USA for sponsoring our fan cam. This is so fun. We had this in Frisco as well. And the idea of a fan cam is to say, you know, not everybody can be at events. Or not everybody can be in Frisco, right? But there's a lot of fans out there that like to be. So how do you sort of give the fan experience to folks that are back home? Well, that's what the fan cam is all about. And so we have the Gate City Bank fan cam down during Frisco, and we have the PetroServe USA fan cam here at the White House, and it's been covering all kinds of things. So make sure you check those out on our. I'll share them all on my Facebook page, so you got them all, and you can check them out. But Todd will probably do the same on KFIRS, and you'll have lots of ways to watch this. So it'd be kind of fun. So, actually, the event itself is covered by what's called the pool. And so the pool goes in and records it, basically, and then they take it back and they send it, the news networks or whatever. So usually when you see, like, the president in the cabinet room or something like that, you're seeing it a few minutes after the fact. So that's what will happen today, although we'll have a Facebook Live coverage of it. And I know, I'm guessing Todd and Kevin will dip into that. They're going to pull me out of here in about 20 minutes, guys, just so you know. Maybe 15 now. To get in place for the interview for the president. So a lot of logistics to getting an interview with the president. Anyway, I was starting to say, PetroServe USA brings you the fan cam, and we appreciate that. They have great bison wear, the bison apparel at all the PetroServe USA stores. They also have that 4-for-4 deal. It's fantastic. And we're also brought to you by Hess, by the Medicine Shop, Plains Ag Equipment, MyPillow, and Enbridge. Thank you to all of them for bringing our broadcast from NDSU. Next week, I'll be down on the border, broadcasting live from Arizona. There's a demonstration going on by Fisher Industries for the Department of Homeland Security. And we have been lucky enough to secure one of the 2 media spots to be at that event. So we'll be there. Looking forward to it. Bob in Jamestown wants to weigh in here. Bob, 800-228-0550 is the number you called. It's the number anybody can call. In fact, I'm looking, actively seeking questions for the president. So feel free to suggest some. Call right now, 258-0550. Bob, go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Scott. Say, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say that after Mitt Romney wrote that article in one of the newspapers in Washington or D.C. or New York, many of us called his Senate number in Washington, D.C. and told him not to condemn the president since he's a Republican and he took Republican funds from the Republican National Committee. And maybe we need to get a new senator from Utah next time. We got the same problem with Kentucky today, now with Rand Paul and a couple other ones. It always seems the Democrats, they stay in their own camp and they all vote together, but we always got to have the John McCain, Jeff Flake Republicans, and I guess Rand Paul is one of them too. So all you listeners out there, go online, get his Senate number, call and remind him that he's a Republican and to back President Trump, and we can write letters to the National Republican Committee and not fund his campaign anymore next time if he's going to act like a Democrat. That's all I had to say.
No, Bob, you couldn't be more right. I think that's a good idea, by the way. I also have to tell you a quick story. So I was out to cover the swearing-in of Senator Kevin Cramer, okay, here at the Capitol back in, I guess, January. And so he was in line, about two or three ahead of Mitt Romney, I'm talking about now. Senator Romney was about two, three ahead of Senator Cramer. And he had just come out with that, you know, scathing rebuke. I can't even remember what it was about Donald Trump's language or something. I don't remember exactly what he said or that he wasn't professional enough. Anyway, it was something he didn't need to say. You know, he didn't need to say. So I went up to him. And I'd met him before, interviewed him at the Andrews Farm by Mapleton when he was campaigning years ago, and I'd interviewed him a couple times. I mean, he's not going to remember me, but I reintroduced myself, said, you know, Senator Scott Hinnon, nice to meet you. I said, can I give you a little advice from a you know, slow North Dakotan that you can use or discard? And he said, what? I said, if you get anything to say about the president, critical or otherwise, why don't you do it face-to-face? You know, in other words, this idea that you're going to put the stuff out and then, you know, hide is a little wormish, if you ask me. Anyway, he got so ticked. It was unbelievable. His wife was right next to him. And, you know, she was like grabbing his hand by the end of it. He's like, I need to tell the people that voted for me what I think of the president. They need to hear from me on what I'm like, oh, jeez. So he's a showboater. He's, I don't know what he's, you know, the president helped him get elected, for crying out loud. And that's the thanks he gets for it. So it's pretty much par for the course, though. You know?
Yeah, it is. And Scott, one more thing, if I can. I hope North Dakotans really get behind Governor Burgum on the Teddy Roosevelt Library. I just think it would be very prestigious for our state. It would bring in a lot of tourism dollars. When I go on vacation, if there is a presidential library someplace even close to my itinerary of travel, I stop in and see some. And they're very educational, and I just think our state really needs this. And there's a lot of money out there in the legacy fund and things like that. And I think there were some private donors that the governor talked about that would have brought some money in on this deal too. So for everybody listening out there, these are important places of interest, and I hope that we can get this done.
Well, Bob, thanks for that. I think if you hold the view that Bob does, and I'd suggest this for you too, Bob, about the presidential library, let your legislators know that you think that's a, you know, good expenditure of the legacy fund dollars. You are right. It is a match. It's actually a 2-to-1 match. So $50 million comes out of the legacy fund. That's matched 2-to-1 with private funds. So the 50 is only spent if they raise 100. And so, you know, that's pretty aggressive if you ask me. And I think, you know, the majority of people that go back and look at what the legacy fund was for, it's not to, you know, allow more spending. It is for, you know, long-term infrastructure impact legacy projects that this one makes some sense. So I'm very much in favor of it as well. But if you are, you better let your legislators know, because they didn't fund it in the first half in the House, and so now it'll be up to the Senate. So you need to let them know, no question about it. And part of that, I think, unfortunately, is you have a lot of Republicans in Bismarck who like to show Doug Burgum who's boss. And so it's typical. There's always a legislative branch with an executive branch tension, but I think there's more so this time than ever in my recent memory of people who just flat out don't like the governor because, you know, he came in and disrupted the flow of how things were going and who was next in line and all of that. So, I think that's part of the, issue. And so if you feel strongly one way or another or support him, I would certainly let him know. Another story we're going to dig into in great detail. In fact, I have an interview on Wednesday with the head of the land board. $220 million has been gone missing or was misappropriated in the legislature. And these are dollars for the school trust fund and other funds that are constitutionally mandated that they go in. And evidently the state treasurer was relying on some language that she thought it goes this way when it was supposed to go that way. And there's some real issues now. From what I can tell, the executive branch is saying we got to make those constitutional funds whole. You've got to put those dollars back in there, which will mean there's a lot less dollars to spend, because where's that money going to come from? All of these decisions on, you know, what gets spent on and for what and how are going to be a lot tougher now in the second half of the legislature. We will follow that closely. There was a story about it. James McPherson ran a story over the weekend. I did a little poking around after I saw the story. We'll have more on that in the coming days. But it's as I mentioned on Wednesday, head of the land board will join us on the program. But we'll be digging, because that is that's a game changer for the legislature, and it is also something that just has you scratch your head saying, how could this happen? How could this happen? For crying out loud. All right. So our crew is moving to the East Room, which means the president and the team will be in there shortly. Our interview will happen, after the opening of that, while the team's getting ready for a big photo opportunity. So just stay tuned. Kelly Armstrong, Matt Larson still to come. PetroServe USA. Fan cams on the way. We're having fun in Washington, D.C. at the White House.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the 4-for-4 pizza special, a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. The best cookies in town. Plus, PetroServe is the official C-store of the NDSU Bison. Swing into a PetroServe location nearest you today for great deals on all your NDSU Bison gear.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's in your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA, helping make America fuel better. Also sponsored by MyPillow, Plains Ag Equipment, The Medicine Shop, Enbridge Incorporated, and Hess Corporation, the Bison Trip to Washington, D.C. Scott hinted off getting unplugged and plugged back in with President Donald Trump shortly. What would you like to ask And you can text it in at 701-226-8503, and I'll make sure to get it passed along. 701-226-8503. Meanwhile, how does it feel being in D.C., Matt Larson?
It's good. It was an early start to the day, but really excited. There's, you know, definitely some excitement in the guys' eyes. And now that we're on the ground here, just landed in Dulles a little while ago and on our way to the White House. And so still a little surreal, but looking forward to it.
So that was an early hour for, you know, a bunch of college athletes not going to a football game, right? So I would imagine, though, with the White House, that might have provided a little bit of adrenaline, knowing that was your final destination. Everybody awake, okay, and fired up?
Yeah, everybody made it. I think there was definitely a little added incentive with going to the nation's capital. And I'll tell you what, the guys, they clean up really good. They look awfully sharp and ready for the audience with the president. So they're all pretty excited. We're at the airport on time, and so far so good.
So walk us through what you know is going to happen through this day after you arrive at the White House and come in. Kind of walk us through what the plan is.
Yeah, it's a busy day, and that was on purpose. Want to try to chill as many things, or as many experiences into the day as we could for the guys. And so we'll get to the White House probably around 10:15, 10:30. And I understand it probably takes about an hour to get 160 people through security. We'll have about a half hour with President Trump from 11:30 to 12. We have a couple of gifts that we're going to give him, and so we'll get a chance to mingle with him and get a chance to meet him and obviously thank him. And then we'll get about a half hour tour of the White House. That'll be really neat for the guys. You know, obviously so many, you see it on TV, you see it in history books. And so to be able to be there in person, you know, where presidents over the years have sat and conducted business is pretty neat. And so then we'll leave there. We'll go directly over to the Capitol building. We're going to have lunch there with Senator Hoeven and the North Dakota delegate. And he's been incredibly instrumental in this whole process and his chief of staff. Kathy Bladow, she's been incredible in helping us with all the logistics. And so we'll have lunch with them, and we have a couple things for Senator Hoeven as well as a thank you for getting this set up. And then we'll get a tour of the Capitol building, which again is really neat. I did this past summer, and a lot of history in that building, so it'll be neat for the guys to see that. And then we're going to kind of cut them loose for about 2.5 hours, 3 hours to kind of see what they want to see. Some may want to go to the Smithsonian, some may want to go down and see the monuments. And so that'll be pretty neat. And then we head to the airport at 6:30 and we fly out at 9. So busy day, long day, but chock full of really neat things for the guys to see.
Yeah, that's incredible. What an experience that they will definitely remember for a lifetime. Kind of neat. So, this is pretty unusual, especially for an FCS team, right? Has it happened before?
Well, it has. So Youngstown State, back in the mid-90s when President Clinton was in office, they were invited to the White House. They had won 4 national championships, I think in the span of 7 years. So, certainly, not something that doesn't happen very often, but I think the White House recognizes, history in the making, certainly with what NDSU has done. So, we're the second FCS team, but really happy to get the invite and, should be a fun day.
You know, I thought it also was really, pretty extraordinary to have this handled in the manner it's been handled, as far as previous visits by some D1 teams have become a bit controversial because some players want to go, some players don't want to go. And the way you and the coach handled this is really first class to, you know, talk about it in the sense of, you know, visiting history, obviously, and the president staying out of the political side of it and just recognizing the achievements of the team. Has that been easy to do, or is it, you know, kind of challenges to play a whack-a-mole a little here where, you know, somebody wants to make it political?
No, it's really been really easy, and I think, you point to our locker room, you know, throughout the year. Anyway, this is a really tight-knit group, and, you know, it's all about the team and not about the individual. And, you know, Coach N said it best. I think this is an opportunity for the 2018 team to do one final thing as a group, and I think our guys have embraced that, and I think they, too, see it as, you know, it was never about politics or affiliation. It was always about, wow, this is a great honor for the North Dakota State football team and just the history and the tradition and all the players that have come before us. And so I think the guys really embrace that and see it as a unique opportunity to represent the university, the football program, and the state of North Dakota, and something that I think they take a lot of pride in.
At one point, we heard that Coach Kleiman and some of the former assistant coaches that have joined him in Kansas would be coming as well. Did they in the end decide not to join?
Well, yeah, they're not going to be here. They were definitely invited to join us, and I think just a lot of things, you know, from they're already in spring practice, and they have a lot of responsibilities there now. So it just logistically made it really hard to try to get to D.C. or to get up to Fargo to travel with us, and so unfortunately aren't able to join us today. But certainly we know they were a big part of this year and the last couple of years' success, and we wish them the best at Kansas State. But, yeah, they won't be joining us here today.
Very classy, though, Matt, of you and the program to invite him along and make this a celebration for everybody that played a part in those seven national championships. Besides the team and obviously administration and coaches and everything, who else is along with you today?
Well, that's it really is for the most part. I mean, we were limited by kind of the size of the plane, and so it's really folks that have a day-to-day responsibility with the football program. So from all of our student athletes, our coaches, the administrators that work over in the Fargo Dome, and then we have a lot of staff to win a national championship. It's so much more than just X's and O's and coaches and players. We have a lot of administrators who are incredibly passionate about supporting our program. So from our marketing staff, our facility staff, our communications, our multimedia, you name it, across the board, everybody plays a role in the success of the football program. So what a great opportunity for them to come along and join us and join the football program and be an honor, because they play a huge part in all the success that the program has.
Something tells me, as well as this team, you know, travels with the fans and everything, we're probably going to see some, you know, green and gold hanging off the fences of the White House today. Don't you think some fans are going to be here to be eyewitnesses to this from afar?
There is no doubt about it. I've said from the day I walked on campus almost 5 years ago is that I never put anything past our fan base, and so I absolutely would not be surprised if there are flags flying outside the White House fences, or shoot, it wouldn't surprise me if somebody wheeled up a barbecue and was cooking up and tailgating out there as well. And we have a lot of fans who wouldn't be surprised if made the trip from Fargo, but we also have a lot of fans and alums who live in this area. So it'd be great to have them come out and support, and hopefully we'll get a chance to say hello to them.
Yeah, no kidding. That would be great. Tailgate. I hadn't thought of that, but you're probably right. They blocked off Pennsylvania Avenue, so you could tailgate pretty easy out there. Secret Service might have something to say about it. So finally, on the football side of things, obviously with seven national titles in 8 years, I mean, what an incredible record. And at some point, fans kind of just expect that then, right? They just go, okay, let's do another one, let's do another one. What does the future hold, do you think, for NDSU? Is it more FCS FCS championships, or is it a move to a move up, or what do you think the future holds?
Well, I think we're really happy where we are. We enjoy competing and competing for and winning national championships. And, you know, I'm really excited about Coach Entz, and obviously somebody who's been here for 5 years, understands the program, has won four national championships here. And, you know, I think it's assembled a great staff. And, you know, and I think even though you lose 24 seniors, we have 38 new kids coming in next year. And boy, we have a lot of talent within the program. So I told people we're not going anywhere anytime soon.
Matt Larson, the Bison in Washington. More on the way on What's on Your Mind.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket, while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic field for the White House grows by another one as former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper announces this morning he's running for the White House, saying in an ad he posts online,
"I'm running for president because we're facing a crisis that threatens everything we stand for. As a skinny kid with Coke bottle glasses and a funny last name, I've stood up to my fair share of bullies.
standing tall when it matters is one of the things that really drives me.
He'll hold his first campaign rally on Thursday in Denver. At least 23 people dead after tornadoes tear through eastern Alabama. That death toll expected to rise as many people are listed as missing. People living in the area of Beauregard say it looks like a bomb went off. Strike over. Teachers in Oakland, California heading back to the classroom today. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your mind? The Bison in D.C. Scott Hannon on his way to interview the president. More on that to come. The whole trip brought to you by Petrus USA, helping America fuel better. Also sponsored by MyPillow, Plains Ag Equipment, The Medicine Shop, Enbridge Incorporated, and Hess Corporation. So Scott Hannon due to interview the president shortly. Todd Mitchell and Kevin is here as well. Kevin, and see if you got that famous 5 minutes with the president. Once you get your jaw back up off the ground, or maybe that's just me, what would you ask him?
You know, dude, I actually, Scott asked me that. We had a little conference call last night when he found out he was going to be talking to him. He said, what would you ask him? I'd like to not be the same question that gets asked from everybody. My thing would be kind of a get-to-know-you question, I think. And my pick would be, what's your favorite sport and your favorite team, you know, or player in that sport? And I'm guessing his is probably golf, and he's probably a Tiger fan or whoever. But who knows? I mean, I'd just be curious to find a football, baseball fan, whatever. They said that he's a football fan because the Bison are there today, and they just had Clemson there too. Hogan Gidley was talking earlier that he's a football fan, but I want to know what his favorite was and what team or player of that sport is his fave. That'd be mine. How about you?
My guess would be the New York Giants, since he's from that neck of the woods.
Yeah,
the Jets or whatever.
Is. Yankees,
but,
maybe.
Yankees. Sure, we're gonna get in the baseball. You got to figure he's a Yankees fan. You got to figure that. I guess mine might be a little bit closer to the typical, but yet I guess I haven't heard this asked. If you had to pare the Democratic field down to three, who would you expect to be the top three as we get down toward 2020?
Yeah.
Be interested to get his take on who might cut through the clutter. And it's way too early. I don't think back in 2014-15 everybody was saying Donald Trump was the, apart from Ann Coulter, that Donald Trump was the guy in 2016.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
Who's going to run? Donald Trump, and everybody thinks she's like the weirdo in the group, except she was the one in the group that was right.
You know what I loved? When that all went down, I loved the fact that he was going to run. I was with everybody else thinking there's no way he's going to win. But I love the fact that he jumped in. And, right from the get-go, I said, you have a choice. You can vote for the bull in the china shop, which is Donald Trump, or you can vote for the criminal, has been there forever, lifetime politician, corrupt over here. And then America said, let's send the bull to the china shop and see what happens.
Exactly.
And now you're seeing what happens.
Well, here's the other thing. If you were to just grab a blank sheet of paper, write down
the qualities you want, the characteristics you want in that president. How about somebody outside the Beltway machine, somebody not afraid to take on the inside the Beltway machine, somebody with private sector experience?
Yep.
And, well, and anybody can sit there and say, well, yeah, he's had some failures. Good grief. Anybody that's opened 10 businesses in the private sector has failed at least once.
I watched a few episodes of this Trump documentary that's running on AMC or one of the networks, and they were talking about, you know, when he hired this gal, I think her name was Barbara Ress, and she was the first female to oversee a massive construction of the Trump Tower in New York City, right? And Trump hired her and put her in charge of the whole thing. She hated Trump's dad, Fred. They butted heads all the time. She basically, you know, and Donald looked at her and said, so you don't like my dad? And he's like, no, you got to get it. And he basically said, well, get over it and get used to it because he's not going anywhere. He's my dad. But what was really interesting about that story was that, and I'll get to the point in a minute, was that they talked about the concrete business in New York City and all the boroughs was completely controlled by organized crime. So Donald Trump had to work a deal to get concrete, not, you know, keep the concrete flowing on the Trump Tower, which he did. He worked with organized crime. He made deals with organized crime because they ran the concrete company. This was in the late 70s when they were building the Trump Tower. Now you fast forward to now and people are so outraged that Donald Trump would pay off a girl like Stormy Daniels or Donald Trump would. That's why I've always said nothing from his personal life really surprises me, because he's Donald Trump. He's Fred Trump's son. But he took a great gift from his father, granted a privileged upbringing, a privileged existence, but he built an empire with that. He took that money, he took those apartment buildings that his dad managed and owned, and turned that and leveraged that, sometimes not completely above the table, into $1 billion, and he built a ton of great buildings and he built a legacy. But the fact that he got in bed with organized crime to get concrete to the Trump Tower does not surprise me one bit.
Go back and watch Back to School with how Rodney Dangerfield's character told everybody.
Because
that's how business is done there. That's why anybody who thinks, oh, he's so brash, that's the way people are there. If he acted acts there in North Dakota, would it go over? Of course it wouldn't. But that's how people act there. That's how Andrew Dice Clay caught on, because he's a personification of all the stereotypes.
Donald Trump is a nice New Yorker, from what I
see. Exactly. You want brash, go back and watch a bunch of Andrew Dice Clay video, and then you go back and watch Donald Trump, and you realize, dude's kind of mild in comparison. Clay, for that matter, is mild compared to what you'd actually see on the streets. So.
One of the great stories was that he, during this construction of Trump Tower, he was supposed to have a contract that was signed, I forget by who or whatever, and all they asked for was the contract. They said, do you have the contract? He said, yeah, I have the contract. So he gave him showed him the contract. They never bothered to look at the last page, noticing that Trump was the only one that signed it. So he said, they didn't ask me for a signed contract. They asked me for a contract. So I gave him a contract. And I thought, if they weren't smart enough to look on the last page to see if it was signed, that's not my problem. I was like, you're right, it's not your problem. That's hilarious. It's almost funny, you know, but he did what he had to do to get business done. And that's, I think, why American put him in the White House. I think
exactly.
He got elected because we don't care.
A political outsider who knew the private sector, who can work the private sector very successfully. It's exactly what we needed. And guess what? None of the other 20, whatever the heck it was, people on the Republican side were that. Everybody else was an insider of some way, shape, or form, be it from a governor's position or from the inside the Beltway.
Yep. And, you know, I just think that, you know, I saw a meme over the weekend where it showed Clinton, and then it showed Bush W., George W., and then it showed Obama, and underneath him it said, and Hillary, too, it said, I promise, I promise, I promise. And under Trump it said, I deliver. And I thought, that there is a really good meme. There's promises for decades from politicians. And that's why he's the bull in the china shop, my friend. I mean, he is literally in there kicking and ruining and busting things up.
And he will be.
Walk of life, be it the White House or whatever, the thing that needs to get done is clearly going to be the popular thing. The tough things are not necessarily the easy things, but that's why he got elected. You're right. I mean, get it done. Get her done. Oh, that's Urban T.
Yeah, getting a little breakup on you there.
Better now. Quarters than I have.
But you know, you make a great point. It's going to be, I think that what's really going to be interesting is a year from now when we're neck deep in this election, the 2020, we'll find out. We'll be a lot closer to find out who the Democrats are going to put up to see. And this election,
they're going to split themselves.
Oh, I know.
You're going to have the Green faction. You're going to have the more moderate faction, and they're going to split. They're not going to be able to agree.
Well, what I'm saying is,
somebody more moderate.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see the level at which they lose. You know, and that will again be to me that will be a stamp on four more years of the bull in the china shop. We're not done watching him break things, and exactly. I'm okay watching him break things. But as long as the economy stays good, the jobs are there, people are working. I just saw a thing about there's 30 some million less Americans on food stamps now than there was 2 years ago. That's progress. So I'm good with that. And I'll let the bull stay in the china shop. Keep breaking stuff, buddy. It needs to be broke. A few things need to be busted up in there. There you go. That's my 2 cents.
ET before the hour. So, Kelly Armstrong, what do you think of the Bison being at the White House? We'll get a little bit of this in anyway.
I think it's fantastic. I don't know if most people know this, but my uncle was a 2-time All-American for the Bison football team back in the day. My dad used to wrestle for him. So, as a UND grad, I appreciate it a lot, and it's just another reason to give family members and friends some good, honest ribbing. So, I always appreciate the Bison.
Yeah, no kidding. And, of course, an event like this is a big deal for North Dakota, but obviously I think it's kind of nice for the White House, too, to have a team that comes in with a little less drama than some of the other teams have come in. What do you think?
Yeah, I think one of the it's just good old-fashioned North Dakota values, plus one of the reasons you win out of 7 out of 8 years is because you don't have a lot of drama and you just work hard and get the job done. Kind of sounds like how government should work once in a while.
Exactly right. Now, after they're done at the White House, I understand they're coming your way. And what do you have planned up at the Capitol?
Yeah, we're doing a lunch over there. And this is really, truly, I'm just actually happy to be included. This has been Senator Hovind's deal since day one. So he does it in typical Senator Hovind fashion. It'll be done top shelf, and they'll have a great day today. So, but we get to have lunch with them over at the Capitol, which will be fantastic.
Yeah, that will be great. Let's talk a little bit about your questioning of Michael Cohen, the president's attorney, last week. Got a lot of attention. I thought it was fantastic from the standpoint that, you know, as a lawyer yourself, you're able to say, you know, here's some basic, simple rules that govern, you know, our profession, and you're not following them. And, you know, to me it was completely discredited him. Along with some of his other answers and issues and, you know, waiting to go to jail and everything else, but really somebody that doesn't belong there giving sworn testimony to the Congress of the United States, does he?
The reason I kind of got so fired up about it is this wasn't any past conduct. This wasn't something that happened in 2012 or 2013. This happened 5 minutes before I started asking him questions. And it was just kind of a little deal, you know. It was just more of a deal like, hey, you know what, dude, one lawyer to another lawyer, you're a fraud.
Yeah, and explain what you were talking about there when it comes to attorney-client privileges and taping. Like, you know, what he flippantly...
We're going to pick that answer up in just a moment. Scott handed off to interview the president. Kevin's here. I'm Todd Mitchell. It's What's in Your Mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. And Kevin, what would you want for lunch, fast food or White House food?
I'll go with White House food.
I go with fast food just one more time, just for old time's sake. Why not?
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. Oh, it's a new month. Yes, March is here. And as much as we dislike saying goodbye to what is, I think we can all agree that saying late out to February is a farewell embraced wholeheartedly by all. And by now, I'm sure you've seen the new packaging for Pizza Corner Pizza. You'll find your favorite Pizza Corner Pizza in an overwrap with the new logo right there in the middle. Look for the same colors you've come to know and then experience the same great taste you've come to expect from Pizza Corner Pizza. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Oh, perfect music. As the Bison meeting the president, Scott Hannon due to interview the president probably a few minutes away. Meanwhile, he had caught up with Congressman Kelly Armstrong earlier. More of that.
And explain what you were talking about there when it comes to attorney-client privileges and taping. What he flippantly said that he did, and why that's a major no-no.
Yeah, first of all, whether it's legal or not, lawyers can't tape their clients. It's unethical. And I think we learned exactly why at the hearing. And this wasn't about Trump. A whole different issue. That's the president. He had testified that he had lots of recordings of lots of other clients. And then the chair of the committee asked him if he'd turn those over. And he said, yes, I mean, just immediately answered yes. He didn't even think for one second about privilege or about the confidentiality or about those things that he had with his clients before he agreed to turn them over. And it just showed me that he's willing to sell anybody down the river at any point in time if it benefits Michael Cohen.
So the tapes that he agreed to turn over, and as you said, he did it in a nanosecond, and you pointed that out well, that is of other conversations with other clients or with the president?
Yeah, and he had said that earlier. I mean, the one thing about the president's tapes, I mean, they're in this whole deal, you know. I mean, the relationships between Trump and Michael, or President Trump and Michael Cohen is what it is. That wasn't what really had me fired up. It was him just saying he'd turn over tapes of all his other clients. That I have no idea if they have anything to do with this. I'm assuming lots of them have nothing to do with this. And also, more importantly, I'm fairly certain none of those clients gave him permission to turn over their private conversations with their lawyer, and he just didn't care.
Did you hear the president comment about your question of Cohen?
I didn't, because I was flying home back to North Dakota to see my family, but I'm always grateful when friends of mine point that out to me. That's always, I mean, it's nice to be recognized when you do something well. That's always true.
So I'm guessing that committee is going to be fairly busy because, you know, we're hearing, you know, Cummings and now Nadler, you know, going off the rails with what they plan to do here and what they, you know, are taking on. You know, buckle up, folks. Here we go. This is the way it's going to be now for the next 2 years?
I absolutely think so. I don't think they're going to be able to stop the radical side of their party from pushing nonstop pedal to the metal for impeachment. I just think that was the rollout. Cohen's back again this week in front of another committee, and they're just going to issue subpoena after subpoena after subpoena. And even if they don't get towards impeachment, let's be honest, this is all trying to damage the president in front of the 2020 election. So we're going to be in the middle of it in both oversight and judiciary.
Do you think politically that is a winner for them? I mean, what is their gain by doing that?
Well, if you take out any of the underlying issues, I think trying to embarrass the other side has been part of politics since forever. They have the gavel, they have the bully pulpit, they have the right to do that. I think we have shown that impeachment as a partisan issue is not a winning argument. I don't think it worked very well for Republicans against Bill Clinton, and if they do it as a purely partisan issue, I think it's going to backfire on them.
Yeah, it's really tiring, but it looks to me like, you know, okay, we're hearing enough about the reports out of the Mueller investigation that it's winding down, and not a lot of there, and certainly nothing that they started with.
I can comment on that really quickly. I think this is an important thing. This isn't so much elected Democrats, but if you have watched any left-wing media outlet for the last 2 years, they basically said Donald Trump stays up at night because of Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen is the harbinger of death to the Trump administration, right? This has been going on constantly for 2 years. And now, so over the course of the last 2 weeks, all of these same people are just downplaying whatever's coming out in the Mueller investigation, and the hypocrisy around that whole thing in and of itself is fantastically obvious, and it's just really interesting to watch.
Yeah, it sure is. Gosh. And more to come. Anything in your time so far as a member of Congress that is very different than you thought it was going to be?
The ability, I mean, the smart, really smart, capable people that put in 80 hours a week, whether it's committee staff or your own staff, or just all the way, from one end to the other to work hard to help you succeed. And if they know you're serious about what you're doing and you're going to take the time to do it right, whether it's ranking member Collins on judiciary, ranking member on Jordan on oversight, it's just been really, really, I'm really pleasantly surprised at how capable everyone is and how much they're willing to work with new members of Congress. I mean, I knew they would be helpful. I never had any idea how helpful everyone would be.
Fantastic. All right, sir. Good to talk to you, and we'll see you a little later on.
Absolutely.
Great chat.
I'll see you in a bit.
Yeah, no doubt.
Scott, you know, I loved what he said when he and I loved watching him at that hearing with Cohen because he he pit bulled him right away.
Yep.
It was like, okay, well,
and why not?
Yeah, you know, it's
I love his line from earlier in the interview, from one lawyer to another, you're a fraud.
Yeah, and let's go to privilege.
Say it.
You know, attorney-client privilege means nothing to this guy. He was brilliant. He was brilliant. And, you know, and what amazed me is that being such a young first time, you know, there as a congressman and having that set of, you know what, that was awesome, dude.
Hey, why not? I mean, especially with that guy. I mean, maybe you don't take on the president or the party leadership, but you certainly take on somebody who's clearly being such a fraud. Well, folks, we'll keep you posted on the Scott Hannon interview with President Trump. Might be happening as we speak. I can't see from here, but more to come once your mind returns.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I'm just letting you know how grateful I am for all the calls, texts, and questions, and families who allowed me to help them getting their estate set up so it's protected, preserved, and ultimately passed on to the next generation without court oversight, probate attorneys, public record, and contestation issues with the family. One thing I heard from so many families is that they ultimately want it easy on their family, on their children. And everyone who does call will also receive a nice organizer so you can help get your thoughts together. Thank you so much for calling. I want to let you know how appreciative I am. My number is 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.